it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is scumbag be gone. To steer clear of rotten, stinking cheaters, women worldwide are now using perfume as man repellent, hoping that the fragrance sprays keep philanderers away. Quoting here from Sophia, who is a New York City-based beauty influencer with roughly 200,000 TikTok followers. Do you want to smell so good that men are literally chasing you down the street? Just ask what you're wearing. Neither do I. The brunette, who titled her post Perfumes That Men Cannot Stand, is in the growing army of glamour gals that prefer repulsing rather than attracting the opposite sex with their scents. Okay. But she doesn't say...
Simmer down.
She doesn't say what perfumes are the worst and propel men. Huh.
Okay. I bet she has other posts that say that all men are awful.
Others online revealed that men typically like sweet smells like vanilla and suggested that women wear perfumes with woody, smoky, or spicy notes.
I was about to ask. I wear a deodorant that's called Cedarwood. It is a very musky, manly smell.
I have smelled the Cedarwood.
And?
Is it the Sasquatch one? Is that what you wear?
No, I don't wear Dr. Squatch, but that is a great smell. No, I do Harry's.
Oh, I like Harry's.
Well, Scott, would you date a woman who wore Cedarwood?
Were a male scent?
I don't know. I like what T wears, but I don't know what it is.
Because her claim is that if you wear scents that men don't like, they'll stay away from you.
Then why are you going out?
Well, yeah. I
like aren't you, said, aren't you going down. Out and getting all dressed up so that men might find you attractive and ask you out on a date?
Well, no. Women dress up for other women and themselves.
That's actually true. That is actually true. It's a line in a John Cougar Mellencamp song.
Which song would that be?
The women all go out dressed up for each other.
I am not familiar with that one.
Yeah, you are. Wild nights are calling.
Oh, wild night, yeah.
I guess I don't understand the whole all men are awful trend, but clearly I'm not a feminist.
It's clickbait.
And a
man. Sam, it's clickbait.
Well, we clicked on it, and it's from the New York Post. It can't be that bad.
It was pretty high up there on the list.
You're right. The actual lyric is, all the girls walk by dressed up for each other.
See?
Interesting. Also from the New York Post, iPhone, therefore I hunch. There's a new deal called Tech Neck. Have you heard of this?
Oh, because you're constantly looking down?
Or the TikTok tilt. It's also known as scroliosis.
Scroliosis!
Or the silicon slump.
Otherwise known as upper crossed syndrome.
No, scoliosis wins. That is hilarious.
There are many ways to describe the pain, the stiffness, the discomfort that results from repeatedly bending your head forward to look at your phone. Tech neck or scoliosis causes immense strain on the muscular system in the neck and the body, according to Dr. Rahul Shah in New Jersey. The further forward your neck is tilted, the more weight it bears on your neck to actually hold your head up. Dr. Shaw said that the additional weight on your neck causes your shoulders and your upper back muscles to overcompensate to stabilize and support your big fat head.
If you would like to correct that, I may know a guy who could tell you how.
Yeah, doesn't your
head... Your pinkies also have dents in them.
Your head is the most... it's the heaviest weight percentage of your body.
Clearly for me, that's true, yes.
Yeah, yes, clearly for
you. Are you talking ego or physical size? But look at your pinkies. Hold your pinky out in front of you and look at the top of it.
Okay.
It's got a dent.
What?
Oh, mine does too, Sam. It's the little crook that your pinky has because I hold my phone like this.
Yep.
Yep. Do you not have one?
No.
He's not on his phone as much as we are, Sam.
No, he does Facebook on the computer. He doom scrolls the old-fashioned way.
Has anyone come forward saying they were the St. Louis Powerball winner yet?
No. Yeah.
Did you hear we had a $2 million winner in the Kansas City area, and they have chosen to remain anonymous?
They have every right.
$2 million, and they're only saying it was in the Kansas City area. Then we had a $1 million ticket sold at the Casey's General Store in Hayes, Kansas. That person claimed their prize yesterday.
I think in Kansas, though, you don't have the choice to remain anonymous, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they said they are going to be anonymous.
Okay. I would.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.